There it is.
There it is.
Drop. Timing is everything.
Drop the mic.
BJ walks in the door as we start the house. What is up?
Homie, cast 18.
18? We
finally
made it.
Finally legal. Now we can buy lottery tickets.
Now we can have cigars.
What
else can we do that we couldn't do?
No, we can't have cigars.
No, we can't have. We can't smoke 21 now. 21. We need three more.
Serve in the army.
You can get cigars.
Serve in the army. Buy lottery tickets and buy yourself a plate.
You can go to jail for rape.
You can still get
you go to jail for rape.
I got that going for me.
You got that going for you.
You can't buy cigarettes until you're 21.
21
you can,
now.
You can buy them when you're 18 at the golf gas station.
Anyway,
when you turn 18, how old does the girl have to be?
16 or some bullshit like that.
16?
Mm-hmm. Well, some bullshit he said. So the 13-year-old isn't really going to cut it for me.
18-year-olds. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. BJ. Give me the lowdown at the studio. You got promoted to assistant manager at age 17.
Yes, correct.
Was it your idea to give everything away at half price all preseason?
No. That was totally nothing to do with me.
Making those decisions.
I don't know. He's assistant manager.
That's pretty impressive, though. Yeah. 17 years old, assistant manager.
That's awesome.
What do your duties include?
Are they desperate?
System
what?
Are they desperate?
Yes,
or are you good?
They didn't have anybody.
I'm just saying.
No, every place in town is looking for help. Like every single like I get press releases. Tano, Eric's place has a sign in the door. Like we're looking for.
Yeah, but can I walk in and be assistant manager at 17?
No.
You got skills.
For like 3 years.
That speaks to
a restaurant maniac.
So you know how shit works. At least.
Yeah,
BJ growing his hair out. Look at this.
I'm competing with you now.
I cut my hair. I was like, BJ, I got a haircut like you. He's like, well, that sucks because I started growing out my hair like you. We're going to meet in the middle.
Syracuse. So, okay, Eric, I want you to go over the menu for the Homie Cast 18 menu. What were we having tonight?
What do we have tonight? We got, how do you pronounce the pasta shop, Craig?
Pastillo Via Corta.
Yeah, so we had Danielle's raviolis. I just call it Danielle's because that's the girl who owns it. And she was the...
On Center Street.
Right, and she was the chef for Short and Main and the Market in Annisquam.
Oh, okay.
Now, a lot of people don't know that.
Short and Main's still open.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
So, the first time I went in there, she was busy or whatever, but, chefs in general have, just kind of a second sense about,
what there's a need for?
Not what there's a need for, more of like a personality thing.
Okay.
It's like she said something about this deli case that she has, which is an antique deli case that she keeps all of her pasta in or whatever. But I'm the only person probably walking in there that would know.
Right. To look at that case and go, wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, like one's that from the 60s.
Yeah.
And then that right there sets the tone. It's like she knows that I'm in the business because, even though BJ's the assistant manager of the studio,
yeah,
if he walks in and looks at that case,
it's a case.
It's just a case.
Yeah.
Right. So her and I kind of had some chats or whatever. And one day I was walking home, I get out early, and friggin' I sat there and talked to her for an hour and a half. That girl knows her shit.
She knows her shit.
Yeah. So you want fresh burrata that's never been refrigerated? She'll make it for you.
Wow.
That chick knows her shit. Pasta. So we started selling her pasta, doing appetizer-sized portions because we're moving towards a little more tapas kind of thing to mix in with our, regular thing that we've been doing. And over the last couple weeks, I think I sold 50 orders of her spaghetti, which I first had at Craig and Hannah's with... Hannah's like egg yolks, Parmesan cheese, garlic, carbonara. That was fucking
crazy.
Ridiculous. The next day I went and I was like, all right,
let's go.
Yeah, I was just like, give me all your raviolis. She's like, all of them? And I'm like, just give me them all. We sold them all same night.
Wow.
Pomodoro with San Marzano, a pinch of garlic, kale, and three raviolis. With that Reggiano.
Speaking of the cheese,
olives, olive oil, ton of information.
She knows her stuff.
That girl knows her stuff.
Right. Symbiotic relationship. Yeah.
Seriously.
So we had that. We had pork tenderloins. And then we had the...
salmon.
The rest of the last two pieces of that king salmon that I got the other day.
Fatty.
Fatty stuff, man.
Crispy link. We should link the pasta video and the king salmon video so people can see what we're talking about. Coincidentally, this week, I rolled up in the pasta spot, shot an impromptu video, which Joey's very proud of because I didn't take a month and a half to fucking edit it. And then I rolled up on Eric, and Eric had an idea, and I was like, all right, let's fucking do it. Rolled up on him, boom, dropped that video the next day. And people are loving that pasta. People are eating it up, man.
Yeah.
Well, so Craig, you're basically on fire right now.
I'm fine. Look at me, dude. I'm just like, literally.
It's kind of funny because Rick's here, YMCA guy.
Right.
Eric's here, Passports guy, and this pasta place is like directly in between the guys on Center Street.
Yeah.
True. Actually, it's closer to him because his office
Team is on Center. Center. It's right. Well, I'm at camp now, so you actually got local coverage.
Awesome.
But, now, if you want to just like, if I want to just look at a little bag of it, bag of ravioli, go to the beach, snack on them.
Are they cooked?
Everything's in the raw. But, yeah. You know, I mean, so, but no, like, she had me taste one of her pasta. No, they're
fresh. Yeah. It's all fresh.
Yeah, the pesto that I made from my own plants. Remember you gave me those huge barrels?
Yeah.
I didn't show you, but the rain the other day gave me 100 gallons of free water overflowing. So just for all those viewers wondering, you know, like, why the hell am I buying? Because when you pay for water, you pay for it coming in and going out,
yeah.
Right? So I knew when I planted my terrace garden and like all these other, you know, little gardens that I got going around, they take about 20 gallons a day. For what I have, you know. So off of that last like couple days of rain, it actually happened the first big rain like a couple weeks ago. I got 100 gallons of free water off of one rainstorm using those 50-gallon barrels.
Bam!
That's awesome. But yeah, so the pesto I put on it was my own basil, pistachio, the Reggiano.
Pistachio?
Yeah. It was pistachio pesto.
Oh, okay.
So I shucked the pistachios while you guys weren't here.
I saw the big stack of nuts there.
Ate a bunch of them.
Yeah,
but you can use pistachios, walnuts, pine nuts is the norm.
Pine nuts is that's what I would think of.
Yeah, and then I cut my own chard. I use my own chives. I use my own rosemary to rub that.
But you started this garden a couple months ago, but every time I come over here, you got more and more of this lettuce growing up. You just pick off the tops, right? It just keeps coming back, right?
It's a
cut it with scissors and come right back.
This just keeps coming right. We should do the introductions. I'm sorry for not doing it. From left to right, I got my boy Craig Kimberly here.
What's pop?
Rick Dowsett.
Here.
Eric Lorden. And B. Dizzle.
B. Dizzle.
I'm glad you made it.
I know.
It was the last, you know, I texted you.
Ice cream and all.
Indeed, yes.
You're practically a fucking hippie.
Grandma gave me crap tonight. She's like, called me.
You're not
me.
Coming
She's
for
like,
ice cream?
You're not coming with, you don't want to go for ice cream with us. And I'm like, I'm having dinner now. She's like, so does that mean you don't want to come with us?
Like, I mean, I don't have an option.
Sorry, Bob.
Does that mean you don't want to go
with us? Oh, man. So we're going to break a little news right here. You know how everybody, if they follow Northeast Good Morning Gloucester or NortheastBBQ.com, they know my love affair with Weber Grills and restoring Weber Grills.
Obsession would be a better word.
Craig and I both are members of the Weber Kettle Club. And why don't you go ahead and tell me what the motto is for Weber Kettle Club?
Restore, respect, renew, or
rescue?
Rescue,
restore,
respect.
No, he doesn't even know what the group is so proud of me. Doesn't even know what the values are.
That's just
terrible. Rescue, restore, respect.
Yeah, rescue, restore, respect.
So we've been, you know, getting these. Oh, we've been buying these classic Weber grills. All of us now, basically. Do you have one yet?
I do not.
So we have to find you.
We have to find
you because you got
to
be in the club. Because James Ease has a performer that we rescued. Craig has a performer that we rescued. Eric has one that he found on the side of the road. It's like
didn't pay a dime for.
Yeah, how much is that?
What's your renovating?
Still got to put some parts on it.
I got one stainless that was completely in part and completely collapsed, but we brought it back to life, and it's as good as new. The stainless top one. Anyway, getting off topic. Like, so the people at Foster's Grill Center, they have any Weber part that you need, they can get for you. Not only do they have that, they also have the big green eggs. They have a bunch of other gas grills. But beyond that, they have lump charcoal. They have
wood chips,
and they have all the different parts that you could possibly like any kind of accessory that you could possibly want. But the misconception I think is, like, their pricing is the same as if you went to Home Depot or Lowe's, especially for the wood chips and stuff. They have great pricing, and the lump charcoal too.
There's no reason to go off the island for literally anything grill related. Either they have it or they'll get it, and it's, you know, it's a fair price.
So I reached out to him today. I says, hey, you know, we're all, you know, Weber fanatics. How do you feel about, like, contacting Weber and their sales reps and see if we can put together a little event and sponsoring and with some swag and stuff? Wow. And the people from Foster's Grill Center said, you know, I'll get on that and we'll have an answer for you soon. So it looks like something's going to come together for us.
Epic. Is that drier? Did he just say, is that too loud?
It's ridiculous.
Is it ridiculous? Loud?
Here, like, if you heard it in the earphones, you'd
be right off of the location. We're looking at a September.
Oh, for the event.
If we want to do it over there, then we can.
At Spindrift?
Potentially? An army of Weber grills.
Whoa.
You know?
What now?
Do it at camp.
Do it at the camp. Yeah. That'd be a great spot.
What are you talking about?
All day.
Doing a big event. So speaking of Weber and our customizing.
Yes.
I got something in the mail today. I ordered from Foster's.
Break it out. You ordered it from Foster's?
I ordered it from Foster's.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And it's Weber product. The fellas are going to like, you're going to be very excited about this, Joey. All right?
I think I know what it is.
We'll see. You think you know what it is. What do you think it is?
I think it's the lid holder, the stainless steel wire lid holder that goes around the grill. It is.
You are a very smart man.
Yeah, because the shape of the box kind of gave it away.
So explain to people what they're not seeing.
Okay, so there's a wire, so your grill doesn't have this, Carly?
No, my grill has a lid catch.
Yeah, right, but it has a hook. But no, this is a wire that goes around.
They changed the design.
Oh, so you bought the new one. Bigger one, so it allows your lid to go straight up 90 degrees instead of leaning out over your grill, so you have better access to your grill, the
actual grilling surface. The Weber Performer has basically a catch rim. You take the lid off, instead of sitting on the ground or hanging it on the side, it slides right over into this little catch ring.
Right.
Well, when they originally designed it, for some reason, the thing's angled halfway over top of the grill,
right.
So it's not out of the damn way. So you literally just have to remove it.
It's not quite 45 degrees over your grill,
but it might be like
22 degrees.
Yeah,
or something.
In other words, you couldn't have a chimney sitting down in the bottom or something and not hit the grill.
Right.
Pull it up. So yes, I ordered.
How much was the cost? It's a great upgrade. All the guys on Weber Credit Club in the forums.
Oh, do they?
It's like the first thing that they'll do.
Yeah,
it makes sense. Performer.
So basically, with delivery, it was just under $30.
Oh, tremendous!
So I figure for that, you know, we tacking on little expenses like this when we're customizing. But these are our Franken grills. You know, I've got the removable insert stove kettle cast iron grill in the middle of mine. I've ordered a new grill for mine, coming from new cast iron grate coming from Napoleon.
I've seen
who they make a 22-inch grill, and it has the two sides that open and remove, but the whole entire system has handles. So you can have food on the entire grill
and take it off of the grill completely
for whatever reason. You could go serve it on a tree stump on bam, just drive. So that's the next, you know, the next stage next week that should be here, hopefully.
So I don't know how deep we want to get into this, but I just gonna go my order of favorite Weber. So this is my, I'm not gonna go there because it's too deep for it, will, and it's
too inside baseball.
Yeah, it's too inside baseball.
Weber nerd.
But our event, for people that, so we got to bring it back to a more generalized thing. People that are, Eric and Toby are responsible for getting me into barbecue charcoal cooking. And it was because, and it all came to the chimney. Because the myth is that it takes way longer to cook with charcoal than gas. whenever I was a gas griller, and it would take me, you know, I would start the gas grill and get it heated up before I put anything on it. And oftentimes, you know, I'd let it go 10 minutes heating up before I would start it. You start a charcoal chimney, you're at 10, 15 minutes
tops.
To get the tops to get the coals going before you're cooking. But the flavor is not in the same ballpark. Not even close, right? So, and the fun and everything else.
Like the smell.
The smell,
The smell of it's like primal. Lump charcoal.
Primal.
Yeah, right? Emphasis on lump charcoal. No briquettes here. Well, sometimes we use briquettes.
I use briquettes.
Sometimes you use briquettes, but you don't get the bang flavor that you get from the wood charcoal.
Yeah, you know what started me, really, was, well, I got that Weber for free, but I got that smoker.
You bought that smoker?
From Smoking Gym.
Yeah. Which is beast mode. But, yeah. Like, but I mean, that's...
Well, before that, I was using only charcoal. Like, people are like, where's your grill? And all I have is that little shitty
18-inch melted handle Weber.
Right.
Fill up.
But it works. Toast. No bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No sides. No top.
Ash pan instead of the ash catcher.
Yeah. No ash pan.
Just nothing. Oh, just falls
to the ground. It doesn't even have the adjuster.
It's just...
You can only close it from the top.
There was no vent.
There's no vent.
Well, and also, you could tell from the because it didn't have that, like the charcoal grate on the bottom was concave. Because the heat that it was produced,
just because it rusted out and bent from the heat.
Yeah, just absolutely. Yeah.
Right. As it stands right now, most people would throw that in the trash. But you could go to Weber and probably for $50, get a new handle, get a new ash pan, get a new grate in the bottom, spray your black paint on there, shine it up.
Boom.
Yeah. And I mean, you know,
there's a lot. You like some of the worst looking Weber grills you see on the side of the road that look absolutely atrocious with 2 hours of elbow grease, you could bring them to like just about brand new. Like, and people don't realize it and they throw them away. And,
hit Craigslist.
And it's part of the event. Saturday is grill refurbishing and brewing your own beer.
Ooh.
And then Sunday is bottling your own beer and grilling and barbecue. It's the barbecue and Q. Brew Q.
Brew and Q.
Brew and Q weekend.
I love it. I love
you can't
it.
Bottle the next day.
No.
Whatever.
Craig, tell me about...
Whatever you're going to do.
Tell me about the awesome, thoughtful gift your wife bought you for your birthday.
How awesome is that? So today, Hannah rolls up to the house. Her and Catherine, a friend of ours, are carrying in this large box.
Wait, I just want to guess what it is. All right, I got an answer.
Carrying this large box, and I bust this thing open.
Did you have any idea?
I had a slight idea because the other day I was on the verge of building a pair myself when I was told to absolutely stop what I was doing. So I've opened this box, and it is the prettiest cornhole set you've ever seen in your life. It is...
It's
not compared to Whippy.
This cornhole set has more options than I've ever seen on a cornhole set.
It really is. It's really phenomenal.
It's burled wood?
It is three-tone stained. It is... You can't find a screw or nail in it the way it's built. It's gorgeous. Dado cut, sunken screws, jibs, jigs, everything. Absolutely beautiful. Underneath, it has the sticker from the company that built it, autographed by the guy who builds them, and it has a Velcroed laminated rule sheet on the bottom. It has the string that's wound up on the bottom. You can walk out to the other side to get the exact distance. Beautiful folding legs. I mean, and it's got drilled peg holes all along the back of one of the boards, 1 through 21, that you put golf tees in. Because people drink beer and forget what fucking score is. Like, what's the score? 18-12. It happens every game. So, you know, it's your responsibility to try to keep score. But absolutely the Ferrari of cornhole boards.
Absolutely.
That I will now copy and improve and sell and become a millionaire.
Props to Hannah.
Yay me.
I want to back up just a
happy
one
birthday.
Bit.
Oh, wait. Can we talk
this
about
the whole Yeti
game?
Cooler
conversation?
The
first game that Craig played on it?
What happened?
Oh, I got smoked 21-3.
By who?
Boom, baby!
That guy.
By the softball coach, no less.
Underhand.
Who knows a thing or two about throwing hands. So, dude, these boards, by the way, have the slickest surface you've ever played on.
Oh, so if you come up with excuses,
they're literally, it's like glass. So if you just hit the board, like a lot of guys, you know, they're painted, and when you hit, they stick. Not on this sucker, boy. I think I had.
Well, you guys went out for a cigarette. You guys went out for a cigarette break. Rick and I went out there to see what was going on, and we watched about four, maybe six different going back and forths between the two of you, and neither one of you came even close.
What is he talking about?
That's not true, man.
Rick, did you see them get one in the court home?
No, I
yeah, you there. Watched Thank him sink one as soon as you walked out there. I landed one on the board.
You got one on the board that counts?
Yeah, you get 1 point on the board.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you had to get it in the hole.
No, if it was just getting a hole, it'd be 5,000 drunk dead rednecks every weekend.
Yes, at least.
I want to back up just a bit because get back to the Weber thing. You've customized another way.
Yeah, besides cleaning up and all that jazz, is I ordered, it had a horrible handle on it.
Plastic, dirty handle.
Oh, terrible plastic, dirty handle. So at the Weber Kettle Club, WeberKettleClub.com, I ordered a really beautiful custom laser printed two-piece wooden handle for it that comes stained, absolutely gorgeous. I think it was like $20-25.
Weber Kettle Club
has the Rescue, Restore, Respect logo right on the top.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. Really, I'll send you the photo.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
I could pull it off the Weber Kettle Club website, but
it's not my photo though. Actually.
So I was reading, so I'm on that website two or three times a day, every single day, and I was reading this.
That is literally your porn.
BJ, what websites are you on two or three times a day?
Let's keep going.
I just want to tell this one story. What this guy did. This guy had his nephew was getting married, right? And so he found this classical on Craigslist, this classic colored Weber kettle that he bought for like $50. And he ordered, there's this guy on the Weber Kettle Club, his name is Brian, and he will customize the wooden handles for the lid.
And they're laser cut. They're stunning.
They're really beautiful. And he put the name of the bride and groom and the wedding date on the handle and restored this grill. So he probably has a total of like $80 into this wedding present. And I can't think of a cooler, like more intimate present, because like forever they're going to cook on this grill and they're always going to think of that, rather than like giving someone $100 and like poof.
I just want to quote you for a second.
Intimate.
You can't think of a more closer intimate present.
Really can't.
For a pair of newlyweds.
That they're going to use it for 20 years.
20 years. They look at the handle and remember that you gave them.
Say it came with a dildo.
Yeah.
All right. I got a question about the grill. So, like, you know how, like, some people customize their cars and they put just, like, way too much stuff on it. It just looks awful.
God it up.
Is that the same thing with grills? Like, if you put too...
Craig, tell me about the lift kit you have in your grill.
Okay, well, I got some hydraulics coming so that my grill will raise out of the ground.
The lift kit and the little pump.
I got a 15-inch subwoofer going underneath it.
And a shower in the back.
LED lights and a stripper pole that comes out the side.
Wow. So you're not laughing. It's very serious to you, I can tell.
No, he's like, this isn't funny.
This is blasphemy.
So, BJ, now you know what you're getting for graduation. Yeah, this fucking orange grill. Boom. Class of 2023.
If you don't want to grill, you can take that handle off.
That's you.
Put it on your briefcase. Right? That would work. You can put that handle on his briefcase.
True.
Hey, is still American made?
Excuse me?
Hell yeah.
Get this man out of here. Yes. Get him out of here.
That's crazy talk.
Get him out.
So last week was the Horribles Parade, and consensus is, because every year, so on social media, every year, like the day after the Horribles Parade, there would be people bitching that there's too many politicians, this, that, and the other thing. This year, I did not read one bad comment and only good things about people saying that this is the best Horribles Parade in years.
But it also wasn't a local election year, so that makes it
difficult. Isn't it like done? Isn't it like no more?
You know, they were saying something like that, but I think they do that to say that it's kind of like, maybe I shouldn't say this, but like I feel like they say this every year to say if you don't give the donation.
I don't know, man. It's literally like
see the dollars.
A gang of like eight people together who kind of like Peaches thing happened. The Tucker family has been at it for 40, 50 years since David. Yeah. David Jr. works for me. David Sr. used to have Tucker's farm stand. His father used to run the parade. I think it's hard to raise money. You know, when things get more expensive and you got to hire bands from out of town and you got to hire all sorts of stuff, and it's not like there's a...
Are we talking about not just the parade?
There's no state, federal, whatever money coming into it. It's just sort of...
It costs a lot of money.
It's all the fireworks and the live band and all that too, or just the parade?
I think the fireworks are separate.
The fireworks are separate. They do fundraising for that.
Isn't that where city taxes are for?
No, there are no city taxes that go toward the parade as far as I know.
Really?
That it's totally... It's like Pride Stride. It's a group of people who kind of... You throw an event on for the good of the community. And anything that anyone can do to support the parade, I mean, it's got to be the biggest thing that happens in our community.
What about all the restaurants that make a ton of money off it? Why don't they?
Yeah, I don't know if you... Do you make a ton of money?
How do they make a ton of money?
All the people that are on the parade route, you don't think they're going into the bars and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the rum line, but I don't think your restaurant is benefiting from the Harvest Parade.
I mean, it's a good night. You know what everyone's misperception is? Because I had the same discussion when I had to educate the girl from the chamber about the profit margin in the restaurant business. You know, I've been in the restaurant business for 35 years, so I feel like I can, you know, lead some stuff to it. The average owner takes 10% of the bank after everything's said and done.
And that's
average.
Right.
So you have a $10,000 night.
You make a grand. Right.
That's your cut.
And it's a huge
and if you have a $1,000 night, you
go
lose
homeless.
A grand. You know, being in the restaurant business is like playing poker. Some days you win, some days you lose. You know, but everybody looks at like it's like a gambler that goes to the track and comes home and says, "Man, today I won $5,000."
They didn't.
I love the horses.
You never hear about the days that they lose money. You know, so most places lose money Monday, lose money Tuesday, break even Wednesday, start making money on Thursday, make money on Friday. So basically Monday through Friday, you made your payroll, hopefully.
Take them on Saturday.
Saturday, you paid your rent, paid your insurance, paid your workman's comp. You know, I mean, assuming that you're the type of place that pays everybody on payroll, which is a whole different scenario.
So what you're saying is we should all go out to eat on Sunday.
Sunday's the day for the owner.
Right?
that's about.
But long and short, I'd say if people can support the parade, make a donation. You know, year after year, it's there. And what else are you going to do?
I never gave a big.
You get that entertainment.
This year,
you know?
I threw $20 in. I thought that was reasonable.
I threw $10 in. Maybe I should have thrown $20.
No, I didn't realize that people were fundraising for the parade during the parade.
Yeah. Oh, you should know.
I did not know that's
The only
the 6 years.
That's the only fundraising that can be done in the parade is for the parade.
Yeah, that's big.
Maybe they should run an ad.
But they do.
They've tried. They're not professional fundraisers. It's a group of guys who are trying to do this on when they have time.
Yeah.
You know, so they have like Touch a Truck event up at O'Malley in May or whatever it is, and there's different raffles or, you know, nights at a restaurant or that type of thing, but it's just not a sophisticated fundraising machine because they're just trying to get,
But do you guys agree with me? You think this is one of the better...
We won first place, so it must have been.
I went to the Rockwell one the day after.
Spindriff always brings the heat.
Yes.
I'll tell you, the kids get ramped up. It's they're like maniacs and they're loud and they're screaming and it's...
Winning.
I'm blessed.
Got a great team. Great team. Eric, what were you saying?
I was going to say Rockport the day after was... 27% of the Gloucester Parade.
Yeah, it was a quarter. Yeah,
it's still a fun parade.
Yeah, it was still fun.
Oh, Rockport was fun. I'm not taking anything away from it. But I'm just saying, like, Gloucester's parade this year was awesome. And then the fireworks were really
awesome. I'd be curious, and I don't know, I've never run a parade, but if the money that's expended to have the marching bands or the professional bands come in is worth
having them.
Having
as opposed to having like the
graduates. As opposed to having the O'Malley School community wide band, you know, do people really
why
like
they have that too?
Because the marching bands could be like $5,000-$6,000.
Yeah, they charge them a fortune.
You know, you got to take everybody down. Everyone's going to travel. Everyone's going to get.
I put all school bands in there except for the bagpipes.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's been people that have come to expect the steel drums. They look forward.
Someone's
to
gonna
steel
sponsor
drums,
the steel drums.
Pipes.
I know people are gonna throw. People gonna throw more money at. That's what
so
they
we
want.
We got a lesson here. Next year, we do our share.
People
year.
Who sit in their ass and complain that the parade is no good, but didn't do anything to help provide for the parade.
Everyone I talked to thought the parade and fireworks this year were awesome.
It was fantastic.
Really awesome.
You know what else I would like to point out? I love the fact that our celebration, Gloucester celebration, is on the 3rd, and Rockport has theirs on the 4th.
Yeah,
and they're both great. The bonfire is pretty unique and awesome.
Bonfire is fantastic.
The bonfire really only lasts like half an hour though, because we made a pilgrimage.
Yeah, by the time we got there, it was like
everybody was leaving.
Yeah, but if you do the whole parade / fireworks thing,
we did.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah,
we poorly timed it.
We had a little bit of a walk. When we got down there was a tide coming against us, and we thought, these idiots don't know where they're going.
Right.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. It was like, oh, hey, the bonfire's all done.
We were too late. But still, yeah, good stuff. What a great weekend on the island, nonetheless.
Yeah, really good. Really good, nice.
Super launches the summer.
Like Rockwellian, Norman Rockwell type of feel for the weekend. Just like people together and.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. It was a really good.
So,
time.
Craig, you, Eric, and James went to the Revs game the other night.
Scotty.
It's Scotty.
Oh, Scotty. Yeah.
Scotty the body.
Scotty the body.
James didn't go this one.
Scotty
did he go to one earlier?
No, he was. James caught up with work.
Is there a rumor or is it true that the Revs they talk about putting them in South Boston?
Yeah, it's very true. Kraft's actually been desperately trying to get at the proper location to the Foxborough. I mean, obviously, it's not a soccer stadium, and in the past, 20 plus years now that MLS has exploded in America, a lot of these clubs are building soccer specific stadiums for 25,000 to 35,000 people, because that's about who comes out, and it's
growing. So, what makes Foxborough not a soccer stadium?
Well, one, it's so far out from the city.
From
the city where a majority of the soccer, has a huge international audience, and Boston's very international. There's a lot of people there, thousands and thousands of people that are lifelong hardcore soccer fans. They'll go out and see anything. But you can't sell out 75,000, 60,000 seats, whatever is there. There's sections
on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, and there's sections that they just don't sell. So they don't sell the top layers. They only sell the bottom, and they sell one of the club sections. And they usually sell out a lot of nights, almost everything except for the club section.
Yeah, what we went to see was pretty sold out.
Yeah, it was pretty sold out. So this is the.
There's no bad seats.
Yeah, there's no bad seats.
I would say right now, if you get on the website and you're looking to buy tickets, my advice is to buy the cheapest tickets.
Buy the cheap seats. Yeah. And you can walk pretty much and sit anywhere you want.
We bought the cheapest seats, the $18 seats, and we were sitting down in the corner. It was.
It's awesome. You're
15 rows from the field, from the closest thing. I mean,
you can yell at the players and they can hear.
Yeah, and the thing about soccer too the thing about, and a lot of people like, oh, especially the people that don't like soccer, never been to it, but whatever, I get it. But with soccer, the action moves constantly all over the field.
It's awesome.
Whereas, you could be in a bad seat in football. And, they're going to spend 11 minutes with Peyton Manning doing a drive from the 40 to the end zone. You can't see anything. Soccer moves all over the place all the time. So the action doesn't stop, and you have a good seat everywhere, like you said. So, yes, they're moving the stadium. We're building, hopefully, a stadium here. Now, I think it's Orlando just built a stadium. If I'm not mistaken, it's Orlando. I'd hate to be wrong. But one of these places that they were playing in the football stadium, they built the soccer stadium. They made it for 25,000 to 30,000 people. Every week, 50,000 people show up for tickets.
Oh, wow.
So they underestimated the craze in that area for international football.
More for tickets.
So some of these places are going, okay, we need a new stadium. We need a soccer-shaped stadium and full-time.
Yeah, around.
And also, too, a lot of guys prefer to play on grass. Like, so when they had the Copa America here, they put down turf over top of the fake turf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they were playing on real grass when they were here, which is another game I went to. I got to see Argentina play here at Foxborough, which was a once-in-a-lifetime, epic, crazy, awesome opportunity. And, yeah, they put down real grass. And all the stadiums for Copa America in the United States, they did. So that's the other thing, is you need a soccer-based stadium. You need one that fits the crowd. It's accessible to people from transportation, and it's got to have to be natural grass, because that's kind of like the sport kind of has to have natural grass.
If the Patriots had built their stadium in South Boston, How much more do you think they could get for their ticket? How much more demand do you think for the tickets there would be?
There would be that scenario I was 50%. Just saying. There'd be 60,000. There would be 100,000 people trying to go.
You
to
could
60,
build. You could build like an Ohio State stadium there, like 110,000.
Yeah, you could have literally.
Because
yeah.
I mean, you,
it doesn't have to be
right public transportation. Just to North Station, then take the shuttle over to South Station.
You don't have to drive. You lose Connecticut. You lose Rhode Island. You lose.
There's yeah, no but so
Connecticut, Rhode Island, right? Could go to
the season ticket holders on a 10 year.
They'd go to the Giants anyway. Like they're half of them going to the Pats, half of them going to the. A lot of them.
10 year wait for season tickets for the Patriots.
I'm guessing.
So, I mean, no shortage of people trying to go.
I will tell you this. You know, I had a love affair with soccer long ago because I started watching English Premier League.
Yep.
I could name more people in the Premier League. In European soccer than I can name in MLS still, but it's getting there. And I'll tell you where we sat.
And our
down,
players are getting there.
When we sat where we sat down in the fort, rather than sitting up in the club seats or whatever, away from that stuff, was awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
People are frenzied.
Yeah. So people that don't know, the fort is the section.
Bullhorns.
The cheering section in Major League Soccer. Didn't exist from the beginning of the league, and then all of a sudden, as it grew, local groups started forming, you know, fashioning themselves after European soccer fans, started building fan base groups. You know, we've got the Midnight Riders.
The Rebellion.
The Rebellion. And then there's a third one, too.
Aren't they the Revolution?
There's a third one that I think is like the Midnight Rebellion, or something, like a combination of the two or something. So there's all these support groups, and these are hardcore soccer fans. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool about, you know, these games that we've gone to this year, you know, we went to some last year, but this year more, is, I mean, I've been to NASCAR, I've been to tons of events, basketball, hockey, so, I mean, tons of events, tons of tailgating, college games. Nothing compares to the soccer crowd. It is literally the nicest group of people at any event you will ever go to.
Way better than hockey at all.
And it's so family-based. Yeah. There's tons of kids. But never, like, if you go to a Pats game, you go to a tailgate, I'll be damned if you're walking up to any and everybody's tailgate, high-fiving, giving them food, shit. It just doesn't happen. Everybody's hanging out with the boys, and that's that, and they, you know, they hate whatever team's in town, and, you know, fuck that guy in the Bills jersey, and that's kind of the mentality. Here, it's like, I mean, people are taking pictures with other fans from other teams. Yeah. They're playing cornhole together. Everybody shares food. The tailgate is a potluck, man.
They don't charge for parking.
No charge for parking.
$40 for a Pats game.
Yeah.
Right?
Think about that alone.
What about that Frisbee game we played?
Yeah, we played a new...
Redneck horseshoes?
Yeah, it was like... I think they called it Polish horseshoes.
Polish horseshoes.
Frisbee?
Yeah.
With a beer can on top of it.
Oh, 20 years ago, I went to... I was in London. Went to see the Wimbledon Dons versus the Tottenham Hotspurs.
Ooh, wow.
Right at Wimbledon. Vinnie Jones, the last red card that he got.
Wembley, you mean?
Wimbledon. Wimbledon Dons.
No, but you played. They played at Wembley Stadium.
They played at Wimbledon.
Really? At the tennis stadium? No,
they played. They played in Wimbledon. It was a Wimbledon home game.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was Tottenham home game. I don't know what it was. I was drunk. Well, long and short, it was the last game that Vinnie Jones got a red card. Right? You know, Vinnie Jones, hardcore player. Yeah. He's now, you know, Hollywood star. And this was kind of like. Like, if you know American baseball, this is like the Milwaukee Brewers were playing the Florida Marlins. This was the bottom of the premiership. And it was like, it was so intense. Right? So we bought the Wimbledon Dons tickets. No, I must have been at Tottenham. Because it was like 10 pounds versus 15 pounds. So I got the Wimbledon scarf on and all that, and I start going to the Tottenham side.
Right, because you can't.
The guy goes, whoa, buddy, where do you think you're going?
Yeah, you can't go into another team's space.
You can't go into the other side of the field wearing the other team's gear.
Right.
The guy's like, you'll get killed.
You get your ass kicked.
I'm like,
and we're not going to protect you.
You know, but it was like, it was so loud and so more intense than any sporting event I've ever been at.
We don't know what it's like to be a fan.
People were yelling. It was like, it was so intense. And like I said, it was the bottom.
Both
teams were in the bottom four of the 20 league premiership.
It was the Browns against the Raiders.
Right, which means
the Steelers against the Bears.
Well, relegation.
Eric, you have company.
And speaking to what you were talking about, the stadiums.
There's our buddies. Hey. We're taping the podcast.
Interlude.
Right,
we have a live interlude.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you were bringing your kid with
you. You promised I would, remember?
Hey, Stanley.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
How are
you doing?
Hi.
Stan, how's it going, bud?
Nice
to see you.
Nice to see you.
What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Alicia.
How are you doing?
I'm Stan.
Stan, I'm right.
Alicia, you should be here. You and your daughter. What's your daughter's name again?
Haley.
Nice to meet you. So you two are the first women to ever participate in the homie cast.
And we had the spy.
The spy, but she didn't
participate. She burst in.
Did you enter the room? I've heard of the homie cast, but I'm watching it.
Yeah, nice cut. You've been in town?
$40 will take two.
But no, some are at the
lady
goes,
you got
past. So Alicia, you should introduce yourself.
Well, I can't sell you that.
I tell everybody how we know you.
If you bought two.
Right now?
Yes,
right. Go ahead. You're on. We're taping right now.
So $72. Sure.
Thank you.
How do we
from Iowa. I met these awesome guys in Mexico. Generally, you don't go on vacation out with people, you know, that you've known for a week. Sure. But why not? You only live once.
So we were at Las Camellias, which is on 5th Avenue in Playa del Carmen. This outdoor cafe, great.
I remember.
Alicia went down the entire, there was a laundry list of drinks, like 20 drinks. She had every single different drink on the whole day.
Beer?
Boom.
Beautiful.
And she crushed it.
Well, you know, when happy hour is from 12 to 8,
you've got 8 hours
to
work.
You can't just have a drink for 2 hours. You have to drink for 8 hours.
It's
so
happy
you have
day.
To go down the list.
So do you remember that we were celebrating Ass Wednesday?
Yes. Free blessings.
It was Ass Wednesday.
Free blessings.
Eric was smoking a cigarette. He flicked his ash in the ashtray. We got it. We put the ashes on. And we were telling all the women that walked by, we were telling them,
it's ass
happy
Wednesday.
Ass Wednesday. Wednesday. We'd like to bless you.
And the guy with no neck that had like 8 girlfriends, remember?
The guy with no neck. Oh, are we talking about the rabbit?
The rabbit.
Oh.
How did you describe him again?
The guy with no neck and 8 girlfriends. That is awesome.
That's a rabbit.
Oh, buddy.
Do you remember his name?
There you go, Brian. I hope you listen to this one day.
We never talked. I know Brian.
So can we
it
talk
was a
about
different
your,
guy.
Can we talk about your involvement on Facebook?
What about it?
Are you known in your hometown as the Facebook queen?
Not really.
No?
Mm-mm.
How my scissors go?
No?
Do you know anything about this?
Not really.
No?
I mean, I know a lot of people.
Well, you always make me feel really good because you're always liking all our stuff on Facebook.
Right.
So, Stan, would you disagree that she's not known as the Facebook queen in your town?
I don't believe so.
No?
There's people that are worse than her.
Really?
She might just be the princess.
Are you, okay, so I was telling Rick earlier about Playa del Carmen and why he has to go. Now, how would you sum up Playa del Carmen?
Oh, I always love it there. It's a blast.
It's a good spot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's got everything.
Yeah.
Rick's got it. So we're going to have a guide trip next year, next February.
Yep.
You guys are invited.
Yeah, of course. I have to go to the guys' party now.
Alicia, I mean, really, you've just become one of the team.
I'm and
you know, the, you know what the problem with this is right now? Is like we have maintained our safe space without women. Throughout the homie cast. And now you broke the cherry. You broke the homie cast cherry. So to speak.
So to speak.
So to speak. Yeah.
I'm a cherry popper.
It's a cherry pop. So you guys, wait, we should talk. So you guys are actually, the reason you're here is for Eric's pirate birthday party.
Yes. Yes.
Eric's 50th.
Yeah.
50th birthday. Where did he go?
He went outside to tend
outside
the
grill.
He's tending the grill. So who wants to give the rundown of what's happening on Eric's
I'm dying is what's
going
to happen.
Okay. Are you going?
I'm going to be in Kansas City.
All right, so here's the deal. Eric's turning 50. He wanted a pirate party. So we're renting the Cape Ann Whale Watch boat. And basically we have upwards of 200 people, a whole hog, about 80 gigantic of those monstrous carnival turkey legs, and a live band, and you have to be dressed as a pirate to get on the boat. We're gonna have a major sword fight that'll be filmed on drone. it's gonna be epic. It's gonna
be okay, sword fight with swords, not like penises.
No, that's your other vacation, John.
Turkey legs.
These are plastic swords that will be legal. So a different website, but okay. So yeah, he wanted to do it big. So we're throwing a big pirate party. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be absolute chaos.
Are you excited for it?
I have got stuff rolling in from Amazon every day to build my costume and accessories.
Dude, me too.
Rolling in every day.
Me too.
Stan, are you dressing up like a pirate, Stan?
Oh, yeah. His costume is thebomb.com.
Wait
till you see it.
Really?
It's fantastic.
Stan, you look like you lost some weight.
He did.
He hopes not.
Were you guys going to say
that? I thought he was going to be security. And I'm like, damn, I'm almost as big as him now.
Eric, we're just talking about your 50th birthday party. So what is going to happen if someone shows up without a pirate costume?
They're going to be waving to a boat.
I wanted that too.
I'm working the door.
You're working on the door.
Yeah. If they're not acceptable,
you got to go.
Hello, maybe we walk a plank.
Yes.
I was going to bring like
there will be a 10 plank.
Extra pirate bandanas, like just black ones, in case hot chicks that are scantily clad don't have.
Pirate.
I think many pirate-esses were scantily clad.
Okay, yeah, they were, absolutely were. They almost couldn't get clothes back then. So
I mean, just chicks. We won't even have to say.
You know what I love about this whole theme is much like Halloween in the past, like 10 years. It's given women an opportunity to dress whorish without, like, they get the free pass on that day.
Yeah, free pass.
Right? Like, like it wasn't like that. Well, when I was, like, 20.
The, quote, naughty nurse costume.
Naughty nurse,
the naughty this, the naughty that.
Things.
Yeah, the naughty nun, if you
want to be a hoochie. I mean, Halloween is the naughty nun.
That sounds like your kind of thing, Craig.
Amen. It has become over the top.
Or the pirate party.
Well, the pirate
party. The pirate party.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Benny D's dad, who has the pirate party in Tampa, because I think this may escalate to that.
Are you bringing beads? Oh, wait a second.
Oh, yeah, we've got beads coming.
I've got glow-in-the-dark beads.
So,
I've got beads, but
it's one of those deals? It's like a New Orleans Mardi Gras deal?
No. Supposedly in Tampa, there's a giant party in Tampa every year for pirates.
Gasparilla.
Gasparilla.
It's bananas.
What? Let's go.
Why
aren't we going?
I've been to Tampa for Gasparilla 3 years, and I never made it to Gasparilla.
I have a proposition.
All right, Alicia has a proposition.
Okay. Right. Where we live in Iowa, you know, it's not a whole lot to do, but we have that awesome place we call Lake Okoboji.
You live at the Corn Fest?
Five lakes from Minnesota all the way down the connect. There's this awesome bar called the Barefoot Bar. In about 5 acres in a cornfield, they've built a bar that's like Key West. And every single year they have one of the biggest pirate parties around. Everybody comes dressed like pirates. You have to talk like a pirate. It's like the beginning of the season. It starts out the season.
Right.
Come to the Barefoot Bar and have a pirate party.
When does that take place?
I'd have to check on it. It's like the 1st of June, around there.
Road trip kickoff.
Road trip.
Yeah. They have a ton of
pirate parties. Sand and everything?
Oh, there's just beaches everywhere.
So as Iowans, who do you root for in college?
Nebraska or Huskers.
Nebraska is in.
Nebraska is right next to Iowa.
Nebraska
is in. Rock for Iowa.
I mean, Iowa. Hawkeyes? No.
And why is that?
They Big Ten or Nebraska?
So this year they had a good year, so it'll be 10 years before Iowa has another good year, probably.
Now, what about football? Like pro football?
Pro football? I don't.
Broncos?
Broncos.
Oh, yeah. Just got ratted out.
The Vikings.
Vikings.
Minnesota.
Vikings are...
You go Green Bay.
Yes, your selection is...
We did Green Bay because one of the guys from our town played for Green Bay and then he went to St. Louis. So, now we're just back in our town. So, we had one pro football player out of our
And they have cheeseheads.
Oh, yeah. But I'm a big college football fan, not pro football.
That's amazing. It's different. You see what they have down there?
There's no Tom Brady in college, is what they're saying.
I think college football going to college football games probably a lot of fun than a pro football game anyway.
Really fun. I went to a Notre Dame game. There was very little alcohol at the stadium.
Yeah, that's a Catholic school. You can't drink at the stadium.
Point.
I mean, in the stadium.
Any college game.
Point. Well,
you have to be drunk before you get to the game.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. It's all about the 3 hours or 4 or 5 or 8 hours.
10 hours of tailgating.
Yeah.
I had a crazy, crazy college time. 4 years in college. My best weekend of my college career was at Penn State for Penn State Syracuse.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and that was an incredible.
That was your winter weekend.
Bananas.
Bananas.
So who watched UFC? Anybody watch UFC?
No. 200? No, did not watch UFC 200.
Didn't see it.
Stan, you watch UFC?
No.
No?
Because people have to pay for it and we don't play that bullshit. We'll watch it on YouTube.
You know what you can do, though? You get on Periscope. And somebody is watching UFC with their phone pointed at
the screen.
TV.
There you go.
Broadcasting it for free on Periscope.
That's crazy.
Every single time.
Yep.
I'm just shocked.
Not that I would endorse
that. It could happen.
Brock Lesnar.
Stealing.
4-year hiatus, came back, won.
One.
Beat a top 10 ranked heavyweight, although questionable.
Number eight. But he did not look like he was a highly.
Honestly, trained. You look at him and go, oh, I could take him.
Butter.
Oh, I don't
not know. Not you so much, but you, me.
No.
Me. Not so much you, but me.
But there was a photo floating around on the interwebs of Conor McGregor standing outside of the ring.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. Looking in, yeah.
He's just like sitting there, like the arms crossed. He's like standing up. Everybody else is sitting down. He's just standing up.
At the actual event?
At the event.
Yeah.
And like, so the two guys are like squared off in the foreground. And then they had the octagon, the cage, and then but the focus was on his, like a sharp focus on his eyes. Everything else was kind of blurry, and he had this like his arms crossed and just staring at.
And he was thinking, last time I was in there, I got my ass kicked.
So I got
it. It was great marketing, though.
Smack him in the face.
Just building up, they're building up the next. Yeah, they're building up the next. Yeah.
If he fights Nate Diaz again, he's gonna get his ass kicked again by Nate.
Alicia,
they just sold. The UFC just is going to sell to some other. Are you going to see that? $4 billion.
Stupid money. Yeah.
$4 billion. UFC's getting sold.
But then and they better keep Dana White or it'll go down the.
Oh, Dana White's still going to have his like 90% stake.
He is the reason why that is successful. Oh. Period.
He's still I don't believe it, but I saw that it was WWE. Vince McMahon.
They were trying to buy it.
Yeah, Vince McMahon.
Trying to buy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll check it out right now.
That would be.
Google that up. Alicia.
Yeah.
Be crazy.
Do you guys have like? Have you guys cut the cord in Iowa? Or do you watch traditional television with the cable box? Or what do you guys watch?
Dish.
You got the dish.
Yeah.
So are you on Netflix and Hulu at all?
Oh, well, yeah, we have Netflix. Because the kids have to watch Grey's Anatomy all the time.
The kids have to watch Grey's Anatomy.
That's the
Amazon Prime.
I guess Haley binge watches it.
Yeah.
Well,
that was one of my
because we watch the 10 Network and Dish Network.
But well, one of our questions was, what is must-watch binge-worthy TV?
Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah.
Is that a question?
Only one that's worth it.
Breaking Bad, Peele?
Yeah.
I think your father turned me on to the best one, I think, of all time, Eastbound and Down.
That was my dad?
Those are number one and two on my list right there. And then The League, number three.
The League, oh, yes.
It used to be Making a Murderer, but that one's out now, I think. Everybody, talk about it.
Which one's yours?
Oz.
Never saw it.
It sounds really like
it's a prison.
It's not what I would guess.
Haley, what's your binge watching? We hear it's Grey's Anatomy.
It is.
Is that it?
Grey's Anatomy? Yep, that's it right now.
What are you, like,
McSteamy or McDreamy?
Nine.
Which camp do you fall into?
What?
McSteamy or McDreamy?
Well, McSteam is dead, so.
Well,
so some people think
alive. If he were alive, which would
McDreamy's not dead yet. You know, he
wow, not yet.
Nope.
Was there violence on the show, too?
Just like shootings and plane crashes.
They gotta make a story somehow.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were in Mexico and
when we were in Mexico and she was blowing you up on text and you would not respond because and our theory was that you were having a party, right?
Oh, that's like she was at her boyfriend's.
What?
She was at her boyfriend's.
Oh, you're at your boyfriend's that weekend. Yeah, we were blowing you up.
And we tried to FaceTime you.
And she wouldn't answer.
Wasn't working,
we were like,
wasn't
what's
working
going
that
on?
Old FaceTime. Yeah. Wedding.
What's going on?
Beep, 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 beep. Broken. You get the
that
hand time.
That was the last night we were there. Woo! Lots of tequila shots.
Oh yeah, and then she like almost threw up in the airport.
Yep.
We ran into it at the airport, didn't we? That airport's come a long way in the past 10 years. That was like dirt roads the first years I went to Cancun. And now it's like literally international, runway. Like big time.
Yeah, lights and everything.
They're like Wolfgang Puck, like restaurant there. Oh, like wow. Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Yeah, it used to be just one place. I think you could eat in there and it wasn't anything name brand.
You know what drives me nuts about that airport though? Like there's one main terminal, like international. They don't give you free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you have to pay for it.
It drives you. It drives me.
And then you have to pay $15 for an order of French fries anywhere you go to.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
Most of the time I'm so hungover by the time I get there, I just get a beer at Wolfgang Puck and be on my way.
But I'm telling these guys, I'm not exaggerating. Playa del Carmen.
No, I haven't for 2 years.
$10 buckets of beer, five beers for $10. Like, food is really good because there's a million restaurants, so they're all competing with each other, like, for not a lot of money. Beaches are gorgeous.
There's a reason we go back. I mean, we've been there lots and lots of years.
Yeah, me too. Huge fan. Huge fan. Okay. Next year.
I'm picking the next topic. Give me that.
For
sure.
I was going to go with the bottom.
All right, I'm cool with that. I'm good with that.
Are you good with this one? Okay. All right, we got to go around. Ready? Jeep, ski-mobile, motorcycle, or boat. You get to pick one toy. Where's it going to be?
Wait, where do you live? You live in Gloucester?
I live in Gloucester.
Okay.
But you can go.
I mean, you already have a Jeep, so that's a weird question for like someone like you.
Well, go ahead and feel
that. Okay. If I had right now, I would take a boat. That's one of the things I don't have.
But you also don't have a motorcycle, a Jeep, or a ski mobile.
Yeah, but I have a vehicle that takes me around the fucking island. So you, I don't have anything that takes me around fishing.
So you go boat.
Take a fucking boat, yeah.
Take a boat, okay.
Rick. Jeep, hands down, 100% all the time.
I agree with you too. Because the boat around here you use for a couple months and then you have to pay for a ton of money to store it and put take some space. Jeep you can use 12 months.
I didn't ask for a financial advisor.
No, I'm saying. So what are you going to say, Jeep?
You know, we really enjoy our boat, so I got to go with boat.
What kind of boat do you have?
We have a 24-foot Chaparral ski boat.
Nice. Also, it's because there's lakes.
Lake style, mm-hmm.
You go to Lake Okeechobee.
Okeechobee.
Lake Chocobo. Yeah. I don't even know why they make other cars besides Jeep.
I'll go to Lake Chocobo. I want to see it.
In the Jeep market. That's the only lake that Joey knows the name of.
It's like we have Lake Chocobo Lake in Iowa. What's like that? You guys have your vacation destination here.
You gotta go to Lake.
But we have the same thing, just in Iowa. I mean, people come from all over the world.
Don't you know? There.
They head in, we head out.
Let's go. First week of June next year.
Boom.
I'm in. The Barefoot Festival.
That could be
right. Question for you, quick. Ready? Jeep, ski mobile, motorcycle, or boat? You go one toy vehicle.
One toy vehicle.
Where's Jeep?
My boat.
Boat. See, Alicia, you and Alicia are on the same page. I like that.
You got 3-1 on boats.
Me?
What do you go with?
Probably a boat. I like
4-1. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, freshwater fishing. Yes. What do you guys get? Trout
fishing.
Just bass. Fish.
Yeah, but if you choose a boat, yeah. Do you not have a vehicle? Like a Jeep is a primary vehicle for getting around town.
No, he's got a toy, not a transportation.
So I could have a car and a Jeep.
I don't live in the right part of the
you could. Jeep.
Eric, you're next.
See, I have a truck. And a
skewed.
Jeep. Eric has a truck and a Jeep. Go ahead.
I'd take a Jeep.
He's a half a Jeep.
You take a Jeep too.
Yeah, because I'd rather have...
Says a man who has a boat in the water.
I'd rather have other friends' boats. Nothing better than some of your best friend's boat.
I hear that. Go ahead.
I'd go for a Jeep.
You were looking into buying
I'm looking into them, but I just can't get one now because like I can't take it to college.
So you can't.
Because freshmen aren't allowed to have cars on campus.
So park it on campus.
Yeah,
you want me to make a phone call?
He's not
going to make a phone call. I'm going to make a phone call. I don't want to be the one kid that has a car that has to drive everyone around all the time.
Yeah. That's why Jeeps are good, because you take the back seat, you're like, I can only fit one other person. I'd love to bring all of us to the concert in Buffalo, but...
I love it. There you go. Hey, you know what? We're right at an hour. I think it's time to, like... To kick this off, to go play some cornhole.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Let's do it, brother.
All right, boom. Baby Blue coming in.
Homie cast 18 in the we have grown up.
It's nice to have Alicia and Stan. And what's your daughter's name again?
Haley,
thanks for coming. First woman on the Homie Cast. Big honor. Hey, Alicia, how's it feel to have a woman actually invited to the Homie Cast?
You got snaked.
Boom.
Because you treat me like shit. I pay for the bed and never even slept in it. I pay for that crib and never stepped foot in. And now somebody else is eating all the pudding. Things change, now my dashboard wooden. All black bands like a young Doc Gooden.